When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum Shots, the only podcast on the planet that doesn't have Poseidon on it right now, actually, I think.
He's on every other podcast.
He's on every other podcast but ours. He quit.
Yeah.
And he's doing Joe Rogan only.
He's Rogan's bitch.
Yeah. He's helping Rogan in Rogan's fight against Alex Jones.
He's even on Alex Jones's show, too.
We're going to get that in a second, but first, I need to make an introduction of a man who doesn't actually need an introduction. It's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis.
That's what they call me.
And this is a two-drink minimum.
Mm. Which is the two of us. So Poseidon is busy plodding away. He's talking to his buddy Alex Jones. I don't know if you guys have been keeping tabs on this. Me and Mike were discussing it before we started recording about Alex Jones versus Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And how Alex Jones has taken it way too far. Talking about Joe Rogan's stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And saying, Joe Rogan said some racist things.
It almost feels like fucking bad, like promos for wrestling.
Yeah.
But very, like, almost like when Ultimate Warrior told Hulk Hogan he was going to crash his plane.
Like, but it's like that.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, I get what he's doing. Oh, yeah, it's like a carny thing. Oh, fuck, okay, yeah, all right.
Because he's
not comfortable anymore.
Yeah, he made a lot of people, I think, uncomfortable, Alex Jones, because he found, like, I didn't even know that Rogan had a stepdaughter. Like, why would I look up this guy's kids?
Yeah.
And he found that he has a stepdaughter. She's half black. So his wife's previous marriage or whatever. And
is his wife is white?
His wife is white.
Okay.
So what he did is he's like, Joe Rogan, you made fun of black people. Well, your stepdaughter wouldn't like this too much. And she's like 20 years old. And he went to her Instagram and he just started sharing her photos. But the thing is, he's going through all her bikini photos and he's saying things while he's talking. He's like, yeah, Joe Rogan, you don't want to go to war with me. Go to the next photo. Go to the next photo. Yeah. You don't want to.
And he's calling her like a top model.
Yeah, he's like, look at this. She's beautiful. Beautiful. Like a top model. It's just creepy. Yeah. He's like, leave the guy's kids, stepkids
and
out of it.
She's just like a hot young girl on Instagram.
But it's not even any of his. He could have picked anyone. It's not any of her business. If
that's
they're
like
fighting.
If you got angry. Like if I got angry at you because of a lesbian joke and I was like, Pantelis has a cousin that's a lesbian. Can we look at pictures of his cousin?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, she's a pretty lady.
Yeah.
She's a pretty. Can you get some lesbian porn?
Yeah.
Can I watch some lesbian porn? Look at that. Look at how they fucking the scissor thing.
Yeah.
I don't get that, but that's hot.
Because that's what he was doing. He's like, I don't get the racism, but she's pretty hot. She's a beautiful young girl. Beautiful young girl. Yeah. Go to the next photo. Yeah.
Beautiful young. There's something weird about, like, right now I'm in my mid-40s, and I'm at the age now that I know that I can't comment on chicks that are 20 without making me look like a goddamn pervert.
He didn't get the memo.
Yeah, because he looks like a dirty old man. Because he was like, I went through for 20 minutes. I was looking for pictures of his daughter. And I was like, okay, you jerked off at least twice, Alex Jones.
But it's funny because he says 20 minutes, but he always exaggerates. So he's trying to make it seem lighter. But in reality, he's like, I spent all morning.
Yeah.
And just the way he says it is strange. Cause my problem isn't even like whether it was a guy, whether she was 50 years old. My problem is that he's bringing in Joe Rogan's extended family for a beef that he has with Joe Rogan.
Like, and it's not even a beef he has with Joe Rogan. It's just, I don't even think, like Joe is probably angry about this, but it's not a beef. It's just Alex is just fucking, Alex is the weirdo outside of the club yelling at the bouncer.
Yeah, but now I think he crossed the line because now we're talking about his stepdaughter and showing pictures of her in a bikini. I think now if Rogan finds him, it's fair game.
Do you think Rogan's going to... I was wondering about that. Because Rogan... Like, both of these guys are both, like, very alpha male type dudes. But like, if they did fight, Alex Jones would die in like less than a minute.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Joe Rogan, the special kicks.
Yeah, because Alex Jones looks like he's strong big. Enough. You know, he's a big dude. He seems kind of powerful.
Until he gets kicked in the dick.
Yeah, if he gets kicked in the dick, he's going down.
What are you going to do, Joe? What are you mad about? Yeah. That I've been looking at photos of your half-black stepdaughter?
You can kick my dick. It's so hard. It's not going to do anything. The only thing, a bit of pre-cum is going to come out, get on your foot, and then you'll slip all over the place.
And then he'll go out and be like,
it's a conspiracy. Joe and that half-black stepdaughter of his set me up by looking so hot on Instagram.
It's so fucking weird. It's such a weird... I saw it and I was like, oh, he's losing. He's losing... like in the court of public opinion now, because he's bringing in people that don't have nothing to do with your beef.
I think, though, Alex Jones, he's been losing in the court of public opinion for a little while.
Yeah, you think?
I think, like, I was, but I get why he wanted Rogan to...
defend him?
Support him, because at first, like, all of getting deplatformed, that was crazy.
Super
to
crazy.
Because he's a fucking weirdo, but I think weirdos need... their voice to be heard too.
He's been right a couple of times.
Yeah, and even if he wasn't, like, it's not a reason to deplatform.
You're 100% right. I agree with you.
Like, it could be someone that's always wrong, but fucking, you know, free speech.
But you see what he does when he's right? He's gonna end up fucking himself over, because even now, so initially his arguments were correct. My buddy Joe Rogan didn't defend me. He had Jack Dorsey there when Jack Dorsey said, I don't even know why we kicked him off. That's like a red flag. Like, what do you mean you don't know why? You just deplatformed a major voice and you don't know why? He's right about that. But then the second he brings in Joe Rogan's stepdaughter, it's like, come on, man. Leave the kid alone. What does the girl have to do with your... You just became the bad guy in that right away. Right away. People are like, all right, fuck you then if you're going to be like that.
Alex Jones, when Rogan had Jack Dorsey on, he was probably the whole day before, or when he found out that Jack Dorsey was going to be on, he was like, finally, Rogan's gonna stand up for me. Yeah. And then he didn't. So he was just...
I think he lost
his mind, yeah.
Oh, now he's pissed.
Yeah.
But I want a good conspiracy now. I'm tired. We haven't had any good conspiracies in a while. All of them have been so stupid. Like, the only conspiracy there was Russia, that Russia's responsible for everything. That's been debunked. Now there's the Jesse Smollett conspiracy of white people trying to beat up black people. That's not true either. Like, let's get a good alien conspiracy going. I want an alien thing.
Yeah. There hasn't been anything about aliens
in a while.
A really long time.
Are you the... I'm not the only one that misses the alien talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about aliens.
All of the fucking... I don't know why people used to always talk about aliens sticking things up weirdos' assholes. Yeah. Like, it was always probing to see what was hidden up there.
But they never found anything hidden
up there. They never found anything.
Do you think it was just like they were self-hating gay guys? Like, how am I going to explain these anal tears?
Yeah.
It was aliens, bro. Aliens. It was totally gay aliens. I'm like, shut up, Jeff. Yeah. Aliens. By that, they just meant the Mexican guy that he had sex with. Because you're right, it is strange. Yeah. Everybody was getting stuff up their ass.
Yeah. I don't think, unless like the aliens that were coming here were kind of like jackass types.
Just
they were like,
pranks.
Let's play a prank on these fucking hillbillies.
Let's put a firecracker up that guy's ass.
Yeah.
You're right. It is strange. Everybody was taking stuff up the ass. Or maybe I think the first couple people said it, they shove stuff up my ass. And then everybody else is like, oh, that's what happened. So if I lie about aliens, I got to mention things going up my anus. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, if I was going to go into another planet or go to another planet and do shit, I'd do something weird at the end to make sure no one believes me or believes whoever the victim is. Right? Because if you go, what happened? These aliens came here. They asked me questions. They you know, but if it ends with, and then they had kind of gay sex with me, you'd be like, they didn't have gay sex with you.
That's true. Oh, like, that's a weird, that would be like, there's a bunch of cops. Yeah. They came in. They robbed my house. All right, the cops did this. Yeah, and then they sucked my dick. Yeah.
And
like,
finished with a dirty Sanchez.
Sir. Some of this story has to be made up. No, all of it's real. They ended by blowing me. Yeah. They robbed you and blew you? Yeah. Like, sir, what are you complaining about right now? This sounds like a great time.
Did you just hire a prostitute? No, I didn't.
And they left with your stuff. Were they dressed like a police officer? You're right, though. You just end it with something crazy. And they're like, yeah, this guy's lying.
I think that's what I'd do. If I was a robber, that's what I'd start doing. I'd break sucking into people's dude's dicks. House. No, and just end with something fucking crazy. Like, it wouldn't even be sexual at the end, but just rob their house and then if you tell anyone, I'm going to kill you. And let's sing the national anthem.
And then he made me sing the national anthem of Afghanistan. What? I thought you said it was a white guy. He was.
Yeah.
What? It's like, sir, were you high? I'm telling you, this is what happened. And he talked about anal probing, but never did anything. It's a weird conversation I had with him. Like, yeah, this guy's crazy. Yeah. That's actually funny. That would make a good movie. That would make a good script where it's just these criminals that's how they've been getting away with it. They just do the craziest shit in the end so nobody believes the victim. And they don't take stuff that's big to find out. Like, they find out that a guy has, like, gold or jewelry at his house. So they go and they take that and nothing else. So then the guy's like, no, there's like $10,000 worth of jewelry. Yeah, whatever, Steve. And then what happened? And then she just gave me a handjob.
That might be what happened to Jussie Smollett. It might be, everything he said might be true. And now we just think he's lying because the two guys are black dudes. But yeah. Maybe it was two black dudes that were like, make America great again.
You're ruining America. You're with that shit show. America. Well, apparently he paid them in check.
Yeah, what a fucking dummy. What a fucking dummy. What's his name? Jerry?
Sandusky?
No, remember the guy, Jerry. Jerry Springer.
Springer.
Jerry Springer was the mayor of, was it Cincinnati? And he lost his job because he had hired a prostitute and paid her with a check.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Like, if you're going to do...
illegal shit.
Illegal shit, get cash. And don't get cash the day of.
Yeah.
If I'm planning to murder my wife and it's $5,000... I'm not going to go to the bank 10. The day of, or 10,000. I'm going to go to the bank, like, one day, and then I'm going to wait 9 years, and then I'm going to have my wife murdered, and yeah. No one's going to suspect me.
Well, they will now, because you said it on the fucking show.
I have, yeah. So I'm going to have to murder everyone that listens to this show.
So you go around on a plane with thousands of people trying to fight them and kill them?
Yeah, and whenever I see someone with headphones, I'm like, what are you listening to? I say the radio, fuck you, liar. Two drinks minimum.
I'm listening to InfoWars. Yeah, you listening to Jones? So that is a little strange, but you know what's fucked up about these crimes is that I feel like now it's harder to get away with crimes. I don't know if you heard about that guy who got arrested last week for a crime. He basically, he was at a children's hockey game. He was watching his kids play hockey, and he ate a hot dog, and he threw the wrapper in the garbage, and the cops took it. And they ran DNA on his fingerprints, all that shit, like whatever juices he left on it. And they found that it was the DNA that matched the murder of a prostitute 26 years earlier. And the reason why they were tracking him is because he had done one of those DNA tests, like Ancestry.com or whatever.
Oh, shit.
So they found that DNA test had the same DNA as the one that was found in the crime scene.
Fuck.
So they were following him, trying a sneaky way to get DNA off him. And they got lucky with that napkin that he wiped his face with or whatever. And now he's in jail for a murder he committed 26 years ago. So you can't even go to a hockey game and eat a hot dog and get away with shit anymore.
Fuck. If you have murdered someone, why would you spit into a tube and send it to someone? Because, of course, fucking Ancestry.com is going to give it to
them. Yeah, they're a bunch of narcs.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you do those DNA tests, apparently they hold your DNA and they sell it to people. They sell it usually to government or...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Don't give your DNA away.
I did it already.
Wow, you're so fucked.
But I've never murdered anyone yet.
Right. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though? The guy goes to have a hot dog.
Can't fucking murder people anymore.
No.
Yeah.
26-year-old homicide of a prostitute that was unsolved until this guy took his kids to a hockey game.
You know how easy it was in the old days to murder people compared to now? Like, when you're thinking about, like,
you were just
300 years ago. All you had to do was go to a town that wasn't your town, and you were safe.
Yeah. But most murders apparently are done by people close to you. Most murders aren't random. Most murders are calculated, and you've pissed someone off.
Yeah.
Which
makes sense.
But back in the day, you just have to have an alibi. So if you would have like half a brain on you back in the day, like you could go to where there's a ball so everybody sees you and you're inside the ball, and then you're like, I'm going to the bathroom And right away, you go to that person's house.
Murder them, come back.
Go back to the ball. And then by the time everybody finds out, you're like, wow, that's crazy. And your alibi is, I was at the ball.
Yeah.
There's no cameras. There's nobody can disprove you. There's 1,000 witnesses that saw you at that ball.
You need a ball, though.
Well, you know, a ball type of thing. And any kind of...
You organize a party. You can just organize a party every time you murder someone.
Yeah.
And go, I'm renting a hall next to Steve's house. And they're like, did you hear Steve got murdered? What? Steve got murdered.
He owed me like $50.
The night that we put a big tent in front of his house. That's insane.
Yeah. It happened a month after Jeff got murdered.
Jeff?
He got murdered when we had that party next to his house?
What? That is.
That is quite the coincidence. So, by the way, Mike, you're asking a lot of questions. We're having a party next to your house this month. You're welcome to come by. Yeah. It's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you're going to court, and every time all the parties are next to the witness's house.
That's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, back in the day, you could get away with a lot more shit.
Yeah, you could do, like, anything. Like, even, like, I'd found out they started... the first time they checked for fingerprints is someone had stolen something, and he put his hand on a banister that had fresh paint, and that's how they saw the fingerprints.
Interesting.
So, and that's a bad robber. If you're just touching fresh paint.
Yeah, well, I guess because he didn't know, since he was the first, he didn't have the instinct of cover the fingerprints. So I'll give him that.
Yeah, he probably just saw, oh, we have little lines, but everyone has lines.
Yeah, nobody knows that.
Yeah.
How are they going to catch me?
And it was probably hard to prove that.
It was him. These are his little lines.
And they're like, fuck you, everyone has little lines. And then they were like, oh, shit, no, they are his little lines.
The exact same.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking interesting. Imagine we find out that fingerprints are actually off. Like, there could be eight people that have the same lines as you. They just need to get lucky because it's in the same city.
Do twins have the same fingerprints or no?
I don't think so. I don't.
But if you clone, like if I cloned you, he'd have the same fingerprints as you or not even?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Whenever you remember, like in movies, people would burn their own fingerprints to not get caught.
Yeah.
That was
a bit much.
Yeah. I don't think anyone, like, wouldn't you buy a glove?
Yeah. I think they do that after the crime.
Okay. Yeah.
So if they know their fingerprints are somewhere, they're like, I got to burn them off so they can't prove that it was me.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you're right. It wouldn't make sense if before you go in, you're like, oh, I got to make sure I don't get any fingerprints on this. What's the best idea? I'm thinking gloves. No. Well, let's burn our fingerprints.
Yeah. And then you dip your fingers in acid, and then the cops are like, good thing we have your fingerprints from 4 years ago. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, you were already caught for another crime. Yeah, so that's for people who have not been caught, so nobody knows what their fingerprints are, and they're going to commit a crazy, or they have committed a crime, like my fingerprints are all over the place. I need to burn my thumbs off.
Do you know if your fingerprints change with age? Like if you got fingerprinted when you were 10? I think they just get bigger, right?
Because I think that when you're little, they take a footprint and a fingerprint. I don't know if they still do it. But I remember at one point they did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know where they do it and how often or if it's still a thing. But I remember they have. But I guess they have it because it doesn't change or it just gets bigger. And you could, with computers now, you could map it. Be like, oh, yeah, that's the same one. I don't know how accurate that is, because do you remember the show Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah, yeah.
With that weird guy who looked like he just came from a rape.
Yeah. His kid had got murdered, I think.
That's terrible.
Yeah, there was a party next to his house.
That's amazing. So it's still Unsolved Mystery. Yeah. So that guy, I remember watching Unsolved Mysteries.
He was very creepy.
He was very creepy, but for some reason it's a lovable show. And I remember when he used to be like, this murder happened 20 years ago. Here's a computer rendering of what we think Marcus would look like today. And it wouldn't even look human.
Yeah.
Right? And they were never accurate. Like, when you see when they would actually catch some people, it wouldn't look at all like the computer rendering. So it could be the same thing when they're like, the fingerprints will match, but it's something completely different. Because they don't know. Like, different things could kind of... Like, look at Artie Lang, right?
How could you predict that nose?
Yeah, no. How could you predict it? Because it was external factors. It was like the drugs and stuff. So there's other factors, maybe the way you eat, that could... make a drastic change that won't look the way computer generated.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what's fucked up about that Unsolved Mysteries guy? I'm pretty sure his son was murdered, and that's how he started trying to find solve mysteries, and then he did the show. You know how fucking crazy that is? That you're like, he can never have closure, because your kid gets murdered, and then you try to find the killer, you don't find him, and then you're like, okay, I'll move on with my life. But now every fucking week you're talking about murderers and killers, and just so he's probably he's gone insane for sure.
Well, I don't think he still does the show anymore. Like I got it on Amazon Prime. It's all the old episodes and shit. Like, I don't think he's still...
Do you think he went crazy after that?
Maybe, because that's a lot of unsolved murders.
Yeah.
And also the way he would talk about them was funny. Like, we've been looking into this case for a while now, and it looks like murders and rapes are still happening in that neighborhood, and nobody knows who it is. And it's like, that's all you deal with is murders and rapes. Because when they would end like that, when he was just like, we don't know who else killed, who else got killed, but we can guarantee you people are still dying because of the Red Bear Strangler. It's like, what? Yeah. Bro, that's all you do? You just look at different murder photos all the time and you confirm that people are dying and it's the same murder that you can't catch? That's got to weigh on you.
Yeah. I had two women when I first moved to where I am now that got murdered on my bike path.
Oh, shit.
So me and my wife used to walk
on
those.
But you both wore gloves, right?
Yeah, but we'd take walks, and whenever she wasn't there, a woman would go missing. No, but it was weird because I remember when that happened, I was like, oh, shit. I told my wife, I was like, you're not walking on that bike path anymore.
I remember when I was younger, close to the University of Montreal in Outremont, there was two or one, but there was a time where students, like women, would go missing or they would found murdered around there. And, you know, you'd hear about it. And then I would find out where it was, and it was literally on streets that I would walk by. Like, I was like, oh, it's right there, like a place where I'm at all the time. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that's fucking scary. Like, you know, I wasn't a woman. I was a little kid. But imagine if I would just be doing my regular routine and get murdered there. Would they be able to solve it?
Probably not.
Probably not. No, they weren't. That's what I noticed, is that they weren't able to solve a lot of crimes back then.
Yeah, they were really bad. I think now with DNA.
I don't think they were bad. You know what I think it was? I think it was the same thing.
They didn't care?
No, I think if it's random, you can't. It's too hard to find.
It's hard to predict.
Like, if I kill you now.
People are going to suspect you.
Yeah, I'm not just that thing. I mean, like, where was Mike? He was doing a podcast, Pantelis. Let's talk to Pantelis. Yeah. Look at the, it's easier to find. But if I decide...
And Poseidon's definitely going to talk about
he's
you.
Gonna, oh, this guy's
he's
going to
be like,
right,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, but I know he killed him.
I saw I talked to Pantelis. He said he was angry at Mike. And then I saw Mike. And Pantelis seemed okay, though.
Yeah, after Mike was dead. So it would be, but if I would drive up to another city, a little town,
and just
randomly at night murder someone randomly and leave, good luck. Unless you have me on camera, good luck figuring that one out. Right away, they're going to talk to his family. They're going to try to figure out who has motive here and who wanted him dead. It's so hard to find random. That's why when people are like serial killers and they're just crazy, it's hard for them to track him down because you can't connect the dots. It doesn't make any sense.
I saw a thing about serial killers that were saying that the term serial killer only started like in the 80s.
Okay.
And but before that, I'm sure there was more serial killers than there are now. Because in the old days, it must have been so easy.
Yeah.
Like if you
were a crazy person.
If you were a crazy person that really liked murdering people in like 1842.
Yeah, remember Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
They never caught Jack the Ripper.
They never caught Jack. And then there was people saying he might have been the...
Royal?
Yeah, either a prince or the king.
That's possible, too, because a lot of those... We know now from a lot of those elite kids, they grew up and they're very fucked up, right? Because they're not socialized properly. And any kid that you see torturing an animal...
Will end up murdering someone.
Yeah, I don't know if you could fix it when they're young. Yeah. Maybe you could fix it somehow when they're young, like right away address it.
Yeah.
But when you see that shit, you got to be careful. Like little animals and shit, you got to be fucking careful. Yeah. That's a sign of a murderer.
Like that Luca Magnata guy.
He used to do that, apparently.
Yeah, he used to do that.
Yeah. And then he went on and murdered little Asian guys.
He murdered his Asian man friend.
Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I had a friend that watched that video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch that shit.
And when he told me, I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, how could you watch that?
Because he raped him and then ate him or some shit?
He raped him, cut him into pieces, started eating him, and then my friend told him he used, like, an arm that was cut off and started jerking off with it, with the dude's arm.
That's
insane.
That's more
But just my friend watching that is almost
also,
as insane.
That's crazy too. But that's like demonic shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's mental.
That's fucked. See, these kind of people, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee you when he was a kid, like even now, right? If right now you find out that a kid in your neighborhood is like killing raccoons or shit, and you would go and say something, they'd be like, why are you being like that? Leave the kid alone. Yeah. He's expressing himself. It's like, no, he's expressing himself in the wrong fucking way.
Yeah.
We got to check up on this fucking kid.
We get him to murder that kid.
We should murder that. Get that kid to a psych ward or something. Yeah. Let somebody ask him questions. Like, why? Because what happens is apparently they start realizing that it makes them feel happy to torture and to, and then, you know, they look for a bigger thrill, bigger prey, right? And then eventually, if they're on the loose and they're doing bigger animals, dogs, this and that, they get to the point where it's the chase of the human.
But they always go from cats to dogs to humans. They never go like... And you'd figure after dog, you'd start to do giraffes or
well,
like,
go find to the zoo. Too hard.
But go to a zoo.
Yeah, but then there's no thrill because they're already captive. They like to take him and
but
torture
you gotta, him. But you got to sneak into a zoo, and then you got to sneak a giraffe out of a zoo. That seems tough.
That actually, yeah, that does seem
you
tough.
Get a fucking, you get a giraffe in your Ford Taurus.
But people would notice a giraffe flying down the highway, right?
Yeah, probably.
Giraffes are huge. That's why. But yeah, then they go for that human meat.
Yeah. I'd like for one of those weirdos to go, I killed a dog. It was the best. I'm going to go kill a tiger. And then he breaks into the zoo gets murdered in 4 seconds.
That's what would happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can't win against a tiger.
No.
Or a giraffe. Giraffes could beat the shit out of you, too. Giraffes
probably
are strong.
Probably giraffes are probably strong.
Hippos apparently are violent. Apparently hippos kill a lot of people per year.
Yeah. I think you can only murder animals that trust you. So you could kill a cow, a chicken,
a pig. That sucks, though, that a cat or a dog would trust you, it loves you.
Yeah.
And then you fucking... Why torture a little animal? It's fucking
But that's
crazy.
Kind of one of the reasons when I became vegan is when I realized that we only eat animals that trust us. And that's why we eat them, because they're easier to keep in captivity. Because
yeah.
if we started eating tigers...
We'd starve to death.
Yeah, because we'd go, okay, we're going to put these 8 tigers in this cage. Oh, fuck. One tiger killed the 7 tigers.
Yeah.
And I'll break it up. Oh, fuck. The tiger killed me, too. So we kill fucking stupid animals that and they're not stupid, but they just trust us.
Yeah.
So that kind of got me depressed.
I could see that, though. I could see that. I get it.
Yeah.
You know why you're a cool vegan? Because you never, I never see you tell anyone to become a vegan.
I never do.
You never even tell me that. Even though we eat together and you bring me to vegan places, you've never preached on me, which
no,
is amazing.
No, and I always apologize when we go to a vegan place.
Which you shouldn't, because so far every place we've eaten has actually been good food.
Yeah, but I remember, because a lot of vegan stuff isn't good.
Yeah, but the only time we ever had a bad experience, wasn't your fault, was one of the New York trips last year, the first one, remember, in Astoria?
Mm.
We thought it was a good Asian vegan restaurant, but
it was
trash.
Disgusting.
It was all frozen stuff, and it was. But that wasn't your fault. We both assumed it was good.
Yeah.
But apart from that, every place you brought me was actual good food.
Yeah.
Even that Whataburger place that we went to.
Yeah.
Was delicious. Yeah. I'm gonna try and get a bit less meat in my diet.
I was thinking about because I really miss meat right now. So I'm
delicious.
It's so good. I've been Googling, like I've been having dreams about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh.
For like
I haven't had it in like decades.
Yeah. But there's a company called Memphis Meat that they clone.
That's what you told me, but I still haven't heard anything about this.
No, and I've been Googling them and they're not getting their goddamn shit together.
How about this? How about this?
We murder a guy.
No.
We deep fry him.
How about I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken? And I get a bucket of chicken for me and Poseidon, but Poseidon doesn't get any, and I give it to you. So that way, you're not killing anything extra. He was going to eat it anyway.
Yeah.
But you get to enjoy the taste of that crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
You're not killing any animals. They were going to get eaten by Fat Poseidon anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No. Not but I really, I want to start doing how people have cheat days. Have a cheat day and just fucking eat chicken.
But do you think Kentucky Fried Chicken, I don't think it's the chicken that's getting you. I think it's those 11 herbs and spices. So maybe you need to Google what those spices are.
Yeah.
And put that on some kind of vegan meat.
I did that during the Super Bowl this year because I have the sort of the...
Ingredients?
The Colonel's recipe.
You've done your fucking research.
And then I did it with... whatever, but then I was just eating the skin, and it wasn't as good, but it was almost as good.
That's delicious.
Yeah, so I was like, this is the best. But yeah, I'm going to become the first vegan that weighs 800 pounds.
No, I know people like that. I know vegans. Yeah. You know some that you don't know they're vegans. Actually, I'll tell you about after the show.
And they're just so fat.
They're just so fat. And I've had conversations, and he's like, you should do the vegan diet. And I was like, what are you talking about? You look like a goblin. Yeah. Why would I do what you do?
But because
I was like, how many salads are you eating?
To lose weight, the best thing you can eat to lose weight is protein. And the best protein you can eat to lose weight is meat. Yeah. So it's chicken and fish. That's the best thing if you want to lose weight, or turkey. So whenever you, especially people like me that are on the road and vegan, it's
so hard to eat.
It's just garbage. I'm just eating pasta and rice and fucking Oreos.
Well, even me, I'm not a vegan, and everything on the road is garbage.
Yeah. So imagine if on top of that, you couldn't eat shit with meat. Because the only thing that isn't fattening when you're on the road is the meat.
Straight meat. Yeah. But it's hard in the States. They don't have, that's what I noticed is Montreal, the good thing we have is the restaurants. We have some of the best fucking restaurants. Yeah. They don't have them anywhere else. We're in North America.
Yeah. For vegan food though, New York and LA is for vegan food, than Montreal.
LA had that Crossroads place.
Yeah. But Montreal, the good thing about Montreal for food is, since there's so many cultures here, so you can get good, like a good Portuguese place, good Greek place, a good Italian place. Whereas like, I do a lot of shows in French in Quebec. You go to a little shit town, there's no good restaurant.
But you know what's good about those shit towns? You could commit a murder.
No one would know.
No one would know.
No one would care.
No one would care. It's like Bob's dead.
Good riddance.
I guess Bob's dead.
Yeah, and people are jealous of Bob. They're like, God damn, fucking Bob. He gets everything.
And that's it. He's done. And nobody looks out for him.
Yeah.
And speaking of that's it for this shot. No Poseidon on this shot. They're not getting any Poseidon. No, they're Poseidon just getting vegan talk.
Because we murdered him.
Yeah, Poseidon's dead, by the way.
And my alibi is I don't eat meat. That way I can murder people, eat them. No one ever knows.
Why would I have done it? I don't even eat meat.
But you think I'd eat? I don't even eat chicken. You think this fucking finger is a man finger?
You think I would eat Poseidon meat? Yeah. Ew. We had a conversation with him. We don't even know if he has syphilis or not.
Yeah. I'm not going to. How long do you have to deep fry a dick to get the syphilis out?
Disgusting. So head over to mikeward.ca to check out Mike Ward's tour dates. Look at his French podcast, Mike Ward Sous Écoute. It's the number one French language podcast on the planet.
Comedy podcast.
Because
they're garbage podcasts.
We don't care. Only comedy matters. What else are you plugging, Mikey?
I got my show, my French show, Club Soda. We added 5 shows. We're doing Comedians of the Compound. We haven't scheduled the date yet, but we're pretty close to doing it. Tickets are going to go on sale within a couple of, probably a week or two.
Okay.
And that'll be a lot of fun.
That's going to be great.
And that's it.
And that's it. Head over to pantelliscomedy.com for all of my stuff. And be sure
and
to subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to your YouTube.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're a couple of hundred subscribers away from going to the next level. So subscribe to my YouTube channel, Pantelis Comedy, on YouTube. And apart from that, that's it. You're enjoying the best podcast on the fucking planet. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.